Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to respond to a criticism that has been levelled against the spiteful mutant model by Jared Taylor, who I find to be an extremely intelligent, erudite man, but his scepticism is rooted in the fact that, having lived in Japan, he says that Japan does not have spiteful mutants, and therefore it's not a parsimonious model. It only explains what's happening in the West. Now, I would make a number of points here. First of all, let's have a look again at the model. The idea is that industrialization leads to the collapse of harsh Darwinian conditions, which leads to a build-up of mutation in the population. This mutation causes us to deviate from what we were selected for under harsh Darwinian conditions, which is basically to be highly group-oriented. Eventually, a portion of the population is sufficiently high in these kinds of individually oriented ideas that are linked with high levels of mutational load that the society tips over into being individually oriented, and you then get runaway individualism, which is most obviously seen in these spiteful mutants that advocate and push society in an individually oriented, often maladaptive direction, which in extreme cases can lead to them advocating that you shouldn't pass on your genes, shouldn't have children, shouldn't do anything for the good of your group, let yourself die out, and all that sort of thing. That's the fundamental idea. Now, the idea is that level of that tipping point, which occurs when about 20% of the population are of a view, and therefore it's seen as the up-and-coming idea, and it tips over. That tipping point in the West happened in the 1960s, and we became individually oriented. So what's going on in Japan? Why are there no spiteful mutants in Japan? Why don't we see this? Why isn't it as obvious? Well, the answer is that if you go back to before the tipping point took place, then of course there were spiteful mutants. Of course there were highly individually oriented people. It's just that they were suppressed by the dominant group culture, and there weren't enough of them yet for the tipping point to have been reached. So if you go back to the 20s, there were people advocating views like that, if I had to decide between betraying my friend and betraying my country, I hope I'd have the courage to betray my country. These kinds of highly individually oriented ideas, but they were suppressed. They were kept down to small numbers by the people's desire to conform and people's desire to signal their conformity, and therefore they were suppressed by a society which broadly was group oriented and pushed people along an adaptive roadmap of life. And an example of this is the fact that autism is associated with paternal age, because there's more de novo mutation in the sperm with paternal age, and autism is associated with atheism, and paternal age is also associated with atheism, with the mediating factor being autism. Now, in the 50s in America, there was no correlation between paternal age and atheism. But by the 70s, there was a correlation between paternal age and atheism. So what that's showing you is that a society that is group-oriented is socially pressuring people to suppress their what might be seen as an individualistic or maladaptive idea, they're forcing themselves with effortful control to conform to the group-oriented way of the society. Once the tipping point is reached, then of course off we go, and the spiteful mutants start to become highly individualistic. The spiteful mutants, you get runaway individualism, and they start heavily influencing the society at the extremes. Now the argument would be that just hasn't happened in Japan yet. Japan hasn't got that far. Japan has not reached that tipping point. So there may well be people who are in the right environment, in the individually oriented environment, be persuaded into being highly individually oriented, but the tipping point simply hasn't been reached yet. Now, why not? Well, I suppose a good reason would be that Japan is a highly ethnocentric society. It's very high in positive ethnocentrism. It's very, very socially conformist. It's extremely socially conformist. And therefore, for change to actually happen, there has to be a massive pressure. There has to be a massive build-up. In order for change to occur, because people are so conformist and they just don't want to rock the boat. So in a sense, it takes more. It takes more in terms of a high level of mutational load or whatever to cause that change to happen in Japan than it would do in a less conformist society where people are more inclined towards new things, more inclined to question things and whatever. And I've given the example before of how Finland is like this, that Finland was among the last of the Western countries to adopt multiculturalism. It was nationalistic, but then it adopted multiculturalism, and then that was it. Then multiculturalism took over with breakneck speed, because once multiculturalism became the dominant way of doing things, the dominant way of thinking, then because they're so conformist, nobody wanted to question it. Nobody wanted to question it at all. Whereas in the UK, multiculturalism came much earlier, but then there are more people standing in the way, more people questioning it. I think that's why. It's the conformism of Japan, which means that there are, that's the second thing, I think there are spiteful mutants in Japan, of course there are, but it's just that they haven't been able to take over yet because of this social conformity. What would be the examples? Well, there's the herbivore males who just dropped out of society and spend their time watching pornography and playing computer games and not trying to pass on, and just basically nihilistic. Imagine if those people became highly influential in the society. And also there's all of this weird semi-pedophilic pornography that is produced in Japan that can be seen. Again, imagine if that was the dominant way of doing things. So I think there are spiteful mutants in Japan. They're simply latent, waiting for the tipping point. And there you go.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!